What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, barking at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live in the East. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7. Maybe thou hast gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting aplicacion or at crabdiving.com. How the fuck ever you're listening to us, we appreciate your time and all that crap. We're going to be here for a couple hours, potentially saying bad words about what's going on in the world. And we may blame Trump for some of it, if not most of it.
What world, man? Like, what world? Wouldn't it be great if...
this dystopian fuckscape we're living out here at the end of 2020.
Oh, yeah, geez. Boy, if we had a multiverse to work with, I would say, well, geez, I'm going to see what's going on in the other verses. Because this
one might pop out.
Sucks right now.
Phase out.
Yeah, but we don't know what's going on in the other places.
Yeah.
Or where they are.
They do a lot of that in the in that Supergirl, Flash.
Is that
all the DC?
Oh yeah, yeah, that's not
the
real.
DC shows that are out there. They tie them in.
They're not
the heroes of whatever.
Here's a the
heroes of time. Heroes of forever. Heroes of
the heroes of Penisville. Yeah, why is it that? Is that a thing?
No, I'm playing a friend of the show and Michael James Benson.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was kind enough to be gift.
That's a pervy game, man.
Cyberpunk 2077.
Jeez, Benson, if you're listening.
Thank you. It's my favorite game ever. And it's really hilarious. It's really
what
fun.
What size penis?
And
did
I found
you
the
with?
Giant. I found the giant dildo club. There's a club you can get that does a lot of damage. Does electrical damage too. It goes as you're swatting people with it. But it's like a 2 foot long, big white dick.
Lindsay's like, have you met Lindsay
There's
Graham?
There's a lot of penises
there?
In the game. You can. It's the first game I've played where you get to select your penis size at the beginning.
Oh yeah. right. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I mean, how do our fans find you in that game so they can play
they don't.
With you?
There's no online.
If anybody wants to see your avatar's cock.
Yeah. I'll be shaking it out on Main Street and in whatever Night City.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's a really fun game though.
Shaking it out at Night
Muchos,
City.
Muchos apreciosos.
It's amazing. I mean, looking at that video game, like, you know, science is an amazing thing. And if you're going to play video games and believe in that science, then you have to believe that the coronavirus is not a hoax and you should wear a mask.
Well,
right?
I could probably give you some examples of that being an incorrect statement.
Wait a second. Gamers, for the most part, should be woke politically and... But think about the science that goes into a video game. I don't even know how to think about that.
I've never heard the
N-word
more in my life than when I used to play COD online.
Call of Duty.
Yeah. And from voices whose testicles have not yet dropped.
Why is that allowed then?
Hey, N-word, you're an effing N-word.
Why do they allow that?
Well, it's hard. It was hard to police. I mean, I think there's. It's better now. Maybe I don't know, but yeah. Yeah, it was.
They just don't
a lot of the N-word.
I don't know what Jeebus was thinking, or his dad, I guess, God, when he was creating this planet. I mean, he thought, oh, it'll be cool to have people where their skin tone is a little different here and there. And people be like, oh, my gosh, look at your cool brown skin. Oh, look at my gray skin. I'm grayish white. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, it just didn't work out that way.
Look at how useless I am in warm climates. We may be cutting in and out according to my warnings. Apologies. Working on it here on our end. We're slapping around the engineers.
Cock cable all day.
Penetration of the vagina or rectum by any object.
Yes.
By any object. And I think that's the point where he stops and he looks down over his glasses, like at the rest of the room, like, did you hear me? I said any object. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you use that link to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commissione. Doesn't cost you anything.
Everybody's getting paid.
Just us. We get a little, and Jeff Bezos, he needs more billions.
Oh, does he?
We just get a little commissione. Doesn't cost you anything.
Yes.
Then when is everybody crab diving on the Twitter? If you want to chat with us during the show,
Oh yeah,
Bebe. Schitt's Creek started watching the end of season 5, yeah. I believe, and there's a 6th and final season yet to watch.
But I'm such an evil person. I was saying
Catherine O'Hara is fucking hilarious.
If I was an evil dictator or something, I would actually get that cast and I would say, you guys have to keep making this show. And I would make them live at the studio.
You will do this show your lives.
Yeah. I'm going to do that. What show would you bring back if you, what a horrible podcast topic, but what show would you bring back if you could, if you had some magical power? What show?
I'd have to think about that. I don't know.
I mean, it would be pretty interesting to. I mean, but then you would have to bring the actors back to life. Daddy Dearest, starring.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know what
about.
The show is.
No, I don't.
Paul Lynn.
Oh, my God. That's way before my time.
Daddy Dearest. It's where Paul Lynn has a wife and kids.
Yeah.
And it's funny as shit.
Oh, my God.
He's like not. I've never seen anyone
he doesn't
not
even
try.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Hard,
that's
though.
Why he was so funny. That's why he was so hilarious.
I don't think he made eye contact with anyone he was acting with. It's impressive.
They brought it back with Rickles in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Wait. That's the same show?
I think there was a Daddy Dearest, it says here, tasteless comedy from Fox, 1993-94. Daddy Dearest may be the most unlikable show of the 93-94 television season.
I know how to make it likable. You get rid of What's-His-Face with the hair and replace him with, bring Paul Lynn back to life. Make Paul Lynn the son dad, you know, Rickles.
Paul no longer with us.
No. Rickles no longer with us.
Correct.
Time sucks.
Let's see what's going on in the fucking headlines, everybody. Yay. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post, HuffPo, whatever the hell they call it these days.
Right.
It says, oh, look, they're getting very alliterative.
Oh, are they?
Biden blasts bungled vax rollout.
Well, yeah, man. Hey, welcome. I blast it too. All over the fucking place.
He says years, not months, at this rate.
What does that mean? We're going to be... God!
Well,
we...
President-elect Joe Biden called out Donald Trump's administration for bungling the COVID-19 vaccine rollout and laid out his own plans for quickly immunizing as many Americans as possible.
Okay, so now we're stuck in this thick, deep baseline of COVID for a long fucking time before we get a vaccine. Is that what you're telling me?
The Trump administration's plan to distribute the vaccine is falling behind, far behind, Biden said. As I long feared and warned, the effort to distribute and administer the vaccine is not progressing as it should. If this pace continues, it's going to take years, not months, to vaccinate the American people. So
years,
that this
not
pace,
months.
This pace won't continue because in 23 days, it's going to hopefully amp up.
I tell you, I hope that there is someone that's going to be working in Biden's Justice Department that is as mad as I am about Donald Trump. And you get up in the morning and you say to yourself, my job is to do my part so that this fucking wacko rots in jail. And the rest of it is fucking kids, too.
The pace of vaccinations has been much slower than promised, despite the Trump administration naming its vaccine effort Operation Warp Speed. Only about 1 million of the 9 million doses distributed so far have reportedly been administered.
How much?
1 out of 9 million.
What I'm worried about is you said it. Maybe it was on a dog walk you said this. You said we have to be concerned about running out of healthcare workers.
Yes.
Because they're tired.
Yes.
And, you know, they're I don't know. America is what right now? Unreasonable? Fucked?
Yes.
Stupid? Not doing the right thing?
Biden said he's searching for ways to increase the speed of immunization, wants to ensure that 100 million shots will have been administered by the end of his first 100 days as presidente.
Well, keep waiting around, then. Keep waiting around for Donald Trump to not be president. Who cares? Get the vaccinating right now. Biden's people can start vaccinating people.
Right.
Not vaccinating. I'll be vaccinating.
Start your vaccinating.
I'll be vaccinating later by the lanai.
I'm gonna get dog something else.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I actually have something to talk about. If you're one of these rich fuckers that get your hands on the fucking vaccine before everybody else, man. Holy shit. That's some evil fucking shit. But, you know, I wonder what that black market is like, because you can't just, let's say you get a vaccine, you know, you bribe somebody with a case of scotch for a couple of shots of the Moderna, but you got to find, I don't know, do you have to put that in your freezer? Do you have to find space in your freezer? Or no, Moderna, you don't have to keep cold. But you know, people are like offering like suitcases of cash for this vaccine, man. You know they are. It's fucking crazy. And I'll tell you this much. You know, I do feel like a crazy person talking alone in a room all by myself. It is kind of nuts. But the people, I don't want to give any geo clues as to where we live, but
the Moderna does require refrigeration.
Oh, does it?
But not crazy.
What does it work with crappy refrigeration? Then we could keep a few cases here.
No, we have a generator
now. Listen, I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm in the podcast biz, so let me see who we know that might be able to pull a few strings and get us some vials of the good shit. Do you know anybody that could hook us up with the vaccine?
Probably not.
I don't know any. I actually I know one person, but, you know, I don't know.
Is it like a drug dealer who has connections to the Russian mob, and they have some of the Sputnik?
No.
It's we just give you like, a Russian vaccine.
You know, I don't know. You know, it's just people you're not in touch with ever. And it's kind of a hard thing. I haven't seen you in a while. How's it going?
Hey, it's been years. Hey, can you give me the COVID vaccine?
Oh, yeah. You're like, yeah, gosh. Geez,
God, I wonder if I'd be getting it at if I was still working.
Hell yes.
At that hospital I worked at for so many years in Los Angeles.
You'd
probably would.
Those people working at home that got the vaccine, and people would be fucking pissed off. Didn't that happen in New York?
Mm-hmm.
God.
Probably a bunch of places.
Yay.
So there you go. Biden said he's going to move heaven and earth to get us going in the right direction.
Why didn't Trump
including invoking the Defense Production Act,
yes.
which Trump lied to everyone and said, oh, we used it. Yeah, we totally used it. That's why they started cranking out those masks and everything. It was a lie. It was an utter lie. He never invoked. He
yeah.
threatened to do it. And then a couple of companies stepped up, but not enough.
You know, man, I feel like all the good politicians, whatever that means, you need to get on message. The message is get the vaccine out there. I don't know what other projects you're working on, but I don't think they're as important as this. You know, I really don't. And I know a lot of you dickheads, like our representative, Matt Gaetz.
Come on. What's wrong with him?
Well, Matt is concerned that the election was stolen from that Nazi in the White House.
Sure.
So that's what he's focused on, sucking Trump's wang.
So there we go. That's the headline over to the HuffPo. Let us see what the Drudge Report's saying. Although the Drudge Report's kind of middle of the road now, I guess.
Oh,
I mean, we should really be over at OAN.
Right.
Should we go over to OAN?
No, I mean, like, if we can via the internet, but not in person.
You
probably have to go to Russia.
One American News Network, your nation, your news.
Sheeple. Gosh.
Well, it's actually the same headline as one of the stories I brought. McConnell blocks Schumer's unanimous consent request for $2,000 stimulus checks.
Wow.
Let me get the version I had that's not OAN. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Yes.
Blocked two separate attempts from Democratic senators to pass a bill that would boost relief payments from $600 up to $2,000.
Wow.
Which the House narrowly passed late Monday night with Republican support as a big fuck you from Nancy.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Putting Mitch in a precarious position.
Oh, wee. Yes.
McConnell spoke on the Senate floor today and instead, kind of a smart, evil, smart move. He said basically that the president has said that there's three things he wants.
Okay.
There's $2,000 for the people. Get rid of Section 230, that evil law that allows Twitter to say bad things to people to say bad things about him.
God.
And he wants an immediate investigation into all the election fraud that means that he should be president by landslide.
I mean, people are literally dying. They're dying waiting on this vaccine. This fuckhead is going to make people miss a week of benefits.
Already did make people miss a week, probably.
I listen, you know, Trump, I don't know if you're listening to the fucking podcast, you fuck.
Oh.
Stitchers.
Have Melania call in. She'll be more fun.
Oh, yes. Oh, your gross fascist wife. Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting app. Go fuck yourself. But like, oh, shit. I lost my train of thought. I got into a Trump rage. Something about, what were you saying?
McConnell blocking the relief payments.
Right. Right.
I don't know. And there's three priorities.
Oh, yeah. There's three fucking priorities. That's it. I mean, you're a giant fucking asshole, dude.
But that's smart of McConnell to put that all together because now they can put those poison bombs in the bills.
Right.
And the Democrats are going to be like, fuck no, we're not getting rid of Section 230 for this idiot.
Yeah.
And fuck no, we're not going to launch a crazy election. Some kind of crazy election investigation.
Yeah. It's something, I don't think anyone needs that, I guess. I don't know.
After McConnell spoke, Trump once again tweeted saying, unless Republicans have a death wish and it is also the right thing to do, they must approve the $2,000 payments ASAP. Oh, and Chris Murphy, Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat from Connecticut.
Yes.
If we start adding poison pills to the $2,000 payment bill, that's just another way of telling the American people that this body doesn't support the $2,000 payments, because they know that they're going to put some stuff in there. The Democrats are going to say no fucking way, and then the Republicans win.
Right, and let's be real. Trump is fucking with us. There's so many people sick and dying and poor, and they have no money. Is our president comforting us? Is he saying he's not even doing anything? But it's more that he's not doing anything. He's doing things to us. This is fucking with us.
Christmas stuff that, you know, who gives a f*** about Christmas stuff and decoration, but I need to do it, right?
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck about Christmas stuff and decoration?
Now, fuck you, Melania. By the way, congratulations on your genius. Was she in a genius visa or some shit like that? Is that true?
Who?
Melania. She's on a genius visa. That's the reason.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
That's how she was able to get over here. A genius visa.
She's a genius.
You don't care about any of those kids in the cages.
She's a genius.
Yeah, you're a genius.
genius. David ringing in saying participating in the AstraZeneca vaccine trial. Second shot tomorrow. Godspeed. Good luck.
Good job, dude.
And also another tweet. Paul Lynde Show, 1972 to 73. Daddy Dearest, 1993.
Yes.
Separate shows. I think you're thinking of the Paul Lynde Show.
That it was called the Paul Lynde Show. It wasn't called Daddy Dearest.
Daddy Dearest was the one apparently in 93 with Rickles.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And it didn't go well.
Right.
And is that Tom Hanks?
Okay.
No, Richard Lewis. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Richard Lewis.
Are the clips that Stern plays a lot.
Absolutely. And we watched all those.
Right.
I mean, it's
the Daddy Dearest bloopers and shit.
I will tell you this. If there are bloopers from the Paul Lynde Show, that those would be.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, spectacular. Because that really is someone.
Paul Lynde, for all you kids out there, was an ancient. A comedic actor.
Everybody knows
who's
Paul Lynde,
most famous. I don't know if it's sadly or not, but for being Uncle Arthur on Bewitched.
Uncle Arthur was God. I don't know Paul Lynde's character on Bewitched. Who was the mother-in-law who was also a witch?
Endora.
Okay. I remember Endora after you told me her name. Clark was the husband.
Right. Uncle Arthur.
Oh. And he showed up on Bewitched as like a...
The Magic of Me presents...
The Titan of Tricks.
Uncle Arthur, what are you doing in there?
I'm a stowaway.
The highness, the hijinks.
I've been praying.
The prince, the prank.
What is...
She lifted up the pot lid and his head was there. And she said, what are you doing?
You know, Paul Lynde and you know, like Rickles or she says, some people are just funny.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit what Paul Lynde's doing. He's funny. He even dead, right? I'm sure in his coffin right now, he's funny.
I think Will Ferrell.
Funny doing just about anything.
Just about anything. Yeah. Right. He's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Elsewhere in so that's it. Yeah, we knew that it was going to happen that somebody would block
right
the unanimous consent and Mitch McConnell put through one of his appendages over it.
Who votes for him? Who?
Well, that's the big question. You know, I mean,
and there was
without
questions.
Being no, it's still a question without being too cray. Mitch McConnell won. Formerly over like in 2018,
yes,
overwhelmingly Democratic districts, and he won them by a lot,
right?
Some of them, and there were possibly some like counting issues, like more votes than were registered or something like that.
Are you
possibly,
sure that wasn't cheating on the Amy McGrath side?
Well, that's the thing, we don't. You know,
I'm just kidding.
We don't want to sound like that. I think that's the thing. We don't want to sound like them.
We can't
people
care.
Aren't going to look into that.
But you can't care about that.
Well, right.
Fuck that. Hey, I don't have a problem saying Mitch McConnell fucking cheated. Fuck that motherfucker. And I is someone looking into that?
Fuck him.
Someone has to be looking into that.
I would hope somebody. I mean, there was either, you know, it's been on the news.
This is the thing. We have to stop giving a shit about sounding shrill and crazy when we're yelling at these people, because they deserve every inch, Pat.
Or not.
You deserve less inches.
Poor Deanna Lorraine.
Yay!
Summarily fired from her InfoWars gig after upending her beautiful life in California.
Damn!
And hauling down to Austin, Texas to be on the InfoWars camp compound.
Will she be able to get her YouTube show back?
And they let her go. Well, here we go. She's got... Is she going to run for Congress again?
She's good.
At Deanna for Congress is the Twitter she claims to be using.
Right. Your parents will not vote for you.
So, yeah, she got booted.
Yes.
From InfoWars, and I don't really have any more information on that.
Okay. She's fired from InfoWars.
Except she seemed confused about it. She was just notified that, hey, you and the guy with this other show before you don't have shows anymore.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. And Deanna, I think it was a money issue. maybe Alex.
She has a contract.
Yeah. God. She has a contract.
Yeah.
What was the contract? I mean, did Alex Jones buy Deanna Lorraine out of her contract?
Well, there has to be something, or you know, maybe in that contract, he's a Republican after all. It's probably no fault firing.
Yeah, right.
You can be booted at any time for any cause.
That's probably
or no cause. Yeah, and it's Texas, so of course there's no laws protecting them.
Has her agent not said anything about this?
Agent.
Yeah.
So here's Scusi. Here's Deanna.
Prego.
And, well, here, you just gotta listen. This is her. I don't know where the fuck she is. She looks like she's back at home using a webcam.
Oh, okay.
And not a good one.
Ooh.
Here she is.
Because we have so much trusted this plan, we always think he's playing 5D chess. So anything that looks questionable, we think, okay, it's a strategy. He's playing 5D chess. We don't have anything to worry about. Is it possible that that is a detriment to us, that that has actually been a detriment to us, and that possibly QAnon and this whole operation has possibly neutered the most powerful, the otherwise most powerful demographic in the world?
Is QAnon losing one of the faithful?
Well, wait, is she saying that? I don't know what she's saying.
Well, there's
it
more.
It kind of doesn't make sense, man. Is she saying that behaving like a lunatic makes you less popular?
Well, that she's saying that maybe this QAnon stuff isn't real.
Oh, shit.
And that Trump hasn't been playing 5D chess.
Right. No, is Trump's 5D chess hurting us?
No, is us believing
in his
that
5D.
Trump has 5D chess. Is playing 5D chess.
And that possibly QAnon and this whole operation has possibly neutered the most powerful, the otherwise most powerful demographic in the world. We've got about 25 days, guys, and we will know, which maybe is a good thing, but we're going to know for sure. Is Trump really the 5D master chess player who is going to just totally decimate the swamp and arrest all these deep state operatives? And everything we've seen up till now was just a massive, you know, all these brilliant chess moves, and it's all going to come into place, and a sting operation, and QAnon is real, and everything's happening, and everyone was right. Is justice finally going to be served? Are we finally going to see that checkmate? Are we finally going to see the traps closed?
Or
we're not. Or we're going to find out the truth. Maybe things failed. Maybe QAnon operation wasn't real. Maybe maybe some things weren't really the truth, right? But we're going to know in about 25 days, and that's the beauty of
all. Somebody went from being on InfoWars a week a fucking go,
and now
saying, oh, this is over, wait till it's going to be overturned, and Trump is 18 steps ahead of everybody, and Biden's going to go to jail, and Hunter Biden's going to go to jail.
You know, I really have a problem with this, because this asshole believes in the QAnon, or used to, proliferates that bullshit, makes everybody insane with all these stupid fucking bullshit, tells people to go out and do bad things, and then all these lunatics at the end of it are going to be like, well, maybe it wasn't real.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Of course.
Oh, my God, you piece of shit. Then you're a piece of shit. Not that we didn't know that, but Deanna, let me explain something to you. Your parents don't want to be around you, number one, because they're nervous. They're nervous about your COVID status because your behavior in this pandemic is questionable. Number two, they don't like you. They don't like you one bit, because this is what an asshole does. This is what a manipulative piece of fucking trash does, man. These people that made all these assholes believe in QAnon and blow up their campers to take out a 5G network can all of a sudden be like, okay, maybe it wasn't bull. They can't.
Did you hear the last 30 seconds?
No.
You just did.
That's not fair.
It was right. Is justice finally going to be served? Are we finally going to see that checkmate? Are we finally going to see the traps closed? Or we're not. Or we're going to find out the truth.
Can I get a hallelujah? Get a hallelujah.
Things failed. Maybe QAnon operation wasn't real. Maybe some things weren't really the truth, right? But we're going to know in about 25 days. And that's the beauty of all this. As much as I hate it that it's coming down to the wire, the one good thing about it is we're going to know the fucking truth one way or the other, aren't we? We're going to know.
Deanna getting a little saucy with the language.
Oh, well, Deanna, the fucking truth is going
to
be...
She wants you to donate on her Patreon.
Oh, why? Think about what you just said. Everything I've ever fucking puked out of my pie hole could be bullshit. I'm wrong about QAnon, the deep state. There's no 5D chess. And right. Now you want me to give you $100 fucking for what? For what? Being incredibly wrong?
This is the monster that Trump created.
If I'm your advertisers, I want to sue your ass.
But these loonies are going to have to go somewhere, and they're going to have to ditch Trump.
Yeah. What is she doing?
But keep the insanity alive.
Is she trying to be mainstream? Did Alex Jones take her aside and say, you are too crazy for InfoWars? Is this a wake-up call for her? I mean, it's hard for me to believe that.
Yeah, I find that hard to believe, too.
Maybe she's trying to get a gig on MSNBC or something. Maybe she's coming for Chris Hayes' spot. Have you heard the British guy sitting in for Chris Hayes?
Oh, Mehdi Hasan. Yeah, he's great.
Holy shit.
I was telling Valerie yesterday that about him. Like, he's
right.
I love Mehdi Hasan. He's a little Bernie bro-ish.
Yeah, yeah.
And has at times been a little too Bernie bro-ish.
Right, right.
But he's a fire-breathing liberal.
Yeah.
He doesn't put up with any shit.
Yeah, yeah. I like that guy.
Yeah, he's good.
I thought he was a good match for Chris Hayes, because Chris is always fucking pissed, dude. He's fucking pissed.
These days, I mean? Yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
Sure, these days.
Shit. The angry liberals are coming for you, you fucking maggots. You fucking fucksticks. They're mad, you know? Right? They're mad.
Deanna, God, family, country. You can cross out that middle one,
because
your family doesn't want fucking anything to do with you.
Your family is like, right? I bet your family, if I was your family, I would drop a tracker on your ass so I would know where you are at any given moment. So I am a safe distance.
The cheapest you can support her is $25 a month.
Why would I give you a dime, Deanna?
That's bronze. Silver is $50 a month. Oh, gold, $100 a month. $100 a month you're going to send this asshole.
To tell me that there's a possibility. I don't want to hear, for some reason, I don't want to hear from her that QAnon isn't real. There's a possibility it's not real. Fuck you.
Deanne Lorraine is creating journalism and videos, podcast, political activism.
Well, I mean, I think you're creating videos and podcasts. But I don't know about the other thing. I mean, I haven't read your shit.
She's got 8 patrons.
Damn. Well, if they're all the $100 a month level, then that's pretty
they're
good.
They're not.
Okay. 8 people?
Yeah.
You're a genius then, Deanna, because you have 8 people giving you money and you just said possibly most of the content that I've shat out on my program, it could be bullshit. And we just all have to be okay with the fact that I'm a fucking liar. That's amazing.
Trying to figure it out in my head, but somehow, it's 8 patrons, 320 a month.
Jesus.
If they were all the minimum, it would be 200 a month. So somebody's paying higher, but there's, you know, different kind of combinations.
Take your money that you give Deanna Lorraine and give it to some charity. Give it to some kids that need it. You really shouldn't be helping that show. Not to be a dick, right? Isn't there something?
I would suggest.
A better cause? Is there a better,
cause? Places to send your money.
I can think of a few better causes, so.
Right. Ossoff.
Habitat for Humanity.
For Senate.
Yeah, there you go.
Warnock. For Senate.
I heard someone being negative saying they might not win last night. I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm pessimistic about it. I mean, it would be great. I hope they do, but I just think these Republicans are going to pull out all the stops.
Yeah.
Every tiny bit of evil, and they're in charge, root and branch.
Yeah, and you know what? It's like, we all know that the Republicans are basically the slashers in your backyard with the hockey mask and the axe and the chainsaws and the things. And
but Trump's doing a great job of helping us.
Right, right, right.
This little dick slapping contest with the $2,000 is doing nothing.
Yeah,
but helping us. In fact, I've got the story. Star.
Are the Republicans?
I've got the story.
I'm going to the baby shower. Are the Republicans embarrassed that they're so craven? Or they don't care anymore? Is that what it is now? Now they don't even give a shit.
Yeah, Trump opened up the magic box.
They the magic box means they don't care that people are dying from COVID and starving to death and shit like that. Okay.
Well, bloody hell. Do I have this one?
Hello.
It's it's basically a story about
a baby.
How even that conservative dickwad pollster,
yes,
over at Fox,
yeah,
Fox News, is saying that Trump is doing real bigly damage to the race in Georgia.
Yeah. For the Republicans.
Hurting them.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What is he supposed to do? How would he be? I mean, if you were sending him to help, what would you tell him to do? Just not go.
Well, you know, maybe tweet once or a little few more times a day, less about I won. It's proving we just wait. January 6th. Save the date, everyone.
I mean, aren't politicians supposed to be more calculated than they're like, well, let me send out this dumb fucking tweet. I'm going to halfway think about it.
Well, sure.
Right.
But that's not the case.
Okay.
Right. That's not what we got going on here.
He makes shit up.
Here it is. Republican pollster Frank Luntz says that Trump's signing of the $900 billion COVID relief bill was a very smart decision, but he said he made a very bad decision on top of that. He made a very bad decision by opening up the $2,000 personal checks because it's going to cause one hell of a nightmare for those two Republican senators to vote against Trump or vote against conservatives in their state.
And that's why McConnell blocked it, though, so they didn't have to do that.
And they're out there saying, until after the fifth.
Right.
He's going to punt.
God, that sucks.
The Republicans not in favor of the bill have caused upheaval within the party as people of Georgia vote in Senate runoffs. Republican Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, who's completing retired Senator Johnny Isaacson's term, are fighting to fend off two Democratic challengers for their seats. The Senate races, which will decide the majority in the chamber, have drawn a lot of attention. The GOP holds a 52-48 edge in the Senate. The Democrats win both. It's 50-50. And Vice President-elect Kamala Harris comes in, gives the finger to the Republican assholes, and votes whatever the Democrats are voting for.
I mean, my God,
man. To break all ties.
I grew up in Georgia. I did. And I'm trying to think of, and I guess it makes sense, but it's crazy that it's a close race with these people. I think they're
in Georgia?
Yes.
I think crazy good that it's a close race.
No, I think it's sad that it is, because those are two great candidates.
Right, but it's Georgia.
Yeah, I know. But what does that mean?
you said it yourself on an offline combo the other day or something, that it's you know what it's like.
They vote
Georgia,
like shit.
Yeah, Georgia, outside of like Atlanta,
but
parts of Atlanta.
But it's a joke. These guys, though, these two Republicans are so bad. They Loeffler can't debate. Doesn't she just repeat the same thing like over and over again? Like, that's her thing. She really
During the debate, yeah, that's all she had.
And Perdue doesn't do
radical
anything.
Radical socialist Warnock, radical socialist. Did I mention he's a radical socialist?
Isn't that a sign that our government isn't working? I mean, that person, that's not a healthy democracy. A healthy democracy isn't a two-party system where one of those parties are doing what you described.
I would argue a multi-party system.
Right. I would argue that,
because then these lunatics could have a home.
Well,
way off on the right, drooling in the corner, rubbing their jennies, and two pictures of Trump and the flag.
Yeah.
And then there could be a home for just regular old greedy nasty Republicans.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Who don't want to blow the whole thing up.
I think this representative government and all that shit is a great idea. I really think it's great. But we clearly aren't cut out for it. We need like some benevolent.
You sound like a fascist.
I know. We need some benevolent space alien that has some sort of enlightenment, that has lots of empathy. He's not selfish. She, whatever, you know, they are not. They have no biases, and they are nothing but fair. They just emit fair energy, and they use their fair energy waves to make people do good shit. Mm. I think that's more realistic.
Best of luck on that one.
Well, best of luck on this. This
well,
sucks.
Right.
This isn't working. What's a better one? What's a better idea, though, than that positive energy vibes moving people around? That's great.
Okay. Evidence.
I don't have any.
Thoughts and prayers.
I don't have shit.
As she campaigns for re-election in the January 5th runoff, Kelly Loeffler, the super wealthy former corporate executive Republican donor,
ooh,
who was appointed in late 2019 to the vacant U.S. Senate seat in Georgia, has had to deal with bruising revelations about her personal finances and business dealings, including the fact that when she entered the Senate in January 2020, she was given a spot on the Agriculture Committee, which oversees government regulations of the Fortune 500 business, where she was recently the top officer.
But she just joined.
The company, Intercontinental Exchange,
yes,
known as ICE.
Oh, God. I love it.
Owns and operates a number of financial and commodity exchanges regulated by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission,
falls
under jurisdiction of the Agriculture Committee.
Yeah.
It's gambling for rich people.
Oh, really?
Her assignment on the committee seemed a huge conflict of interest. She still owned between 5 and 25 million in stock of that company. And her husband, Jeffrey Sprecher, is now the CEO of that company.
Well, that's why she was appointed to the government. She, let me understand something. She's never been in government before. A freshman senator. Is that correct?
Yeah, she's okay. Filling. She's a temp.
Hi,
she's
welcome.
Filling a spot.
Welcome. We're going to give you a job on a fucking committee.
Right.
That you happen to have. It's happened.
And even worse, she was placed on the subcommittee.
Yeah.
On commodities, which has direct oversight of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission.
I don't know, man. Shit. Go ahead and vote for her, you dumb fucks. You want to vote for her, then fuck you.
David Korn.
You're so stupid.
Over at Mother Jones writes here.
Jesus.
One piece of the tale, however, has received little notice. Her conflict of interest was even more pronounced, for while Loeffler was on the Commodities Subcommittee, the CFTC, that's the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, the CFTC took several actions that impacted her old company and her husband's current company.
In a positive way.
This means she was overseeing regulators at the same time they were engaged in activity affecting a company she's intimately tied to as a current shareholder, former executive, and spouse to the fucking CEO.
Hold on.
David Korn didn't say fucking. I added that.
When was she? How long has she been in government?
Since January.
God! What? What is she doing in terms of, helping people? We're a joke.
While she was a senior executive at this company, Loeffler criticized the CFTC for proposing excess regulation.
For people like you, I would think. For people like you. Why is someone, our government is so weird. Like, why do we have a government where someone has so much interest in, like, so much money out there? So much investment. You can see it's Trump, though. It's like there's no way there's not going to be a conflict of interest.
In 2018, she left the ICE corporate team to become the head of BACT, BAKKT, a new federally regulated market for trading Bitcoin.
Okay.
That ICE launched.
Right.
Oh, that ICE launched. So the former company.
Yeah.
She left them to go become the head of BACT to run this Bitcoin trading thing that was launched by her company.
Okay.
Short time later, when she was a senior overseeing the CFTC, the company was concerned that BACT could be severely hurt by these regulations.
Oh, okay.
ICE pointed this out in a filing it submitted to the SEC in February of 2020. The filing noted that the CFTC has designated Bitcoin as a commodity subject to the CFTC's jurisdiction and enforcement powers.
Okay.
It may have significant adverse impact on BACT's business and plan of operations.
So they don't like the regulations on their company.
Right.
So...
ongoing and future regulatory actions may impact the ability of BACT to continue to operate, and such actions could affect the ability of BACT to continue our going concern.
Well, wait, what's the purpose of the regulation that they don't like? What is it?
They don't want any regulation.
Yeah.
They're worried about that they suddenly are going to have more oversight and more checks and balances. Like, Bitcoin is still the fucking Wild West. I mean, you can get some whales in there that can control the market.
Right.
But whales are people who own big shit tons of it and just decide to start selling it. And then FOMO or something, people just start jumping on. And that's where you get these ridiculously high swings in the Bitcoin and crypto.
If their company can't exist with these regulations that are supposed to protect people and shit, then maybe there's some flaw in their company. I don't know.
I would agree with you.
I don't know the crypto business.
If you make us follow the law, we may not be able to stay in business, you know.
Well, shit, what's your business? Shooting people in the face?
So that's from David Korn over at Mother Jones. Kelly Loeffler's conflict of interest is even worse than reported.
That's kind of incredible to hear. I don't know. Does it even matter? I mean, what could you learn if you're voting for Kelly Loeffler right now and you were informed and you know about her past and it doesn't bother you? I wonder what would. I wonder what would. Yeah. If it came out that she was actually,
but, you know, neither of them are Trump, and that's where the bonus is this is a kind of like an off year election or a special election, which it is, but because the hardcore Trumpers. He's not on the ballot anywhere.
Yeah.
And he's not enthusiastically telling people to go out for him and vote.
He's not able to do that. He is barely able to fucking do that if it's not in his interest.
And he's right now he's feeling punitive.
Right.
Because the Republicans aren't helping him stage his coup.
Well, you know, dude, I think that is what
I mean, you know, Louis.
Well, I
Louis Gohmert's helping. Yes. I'm sure Matt Gaetz is going to stand up.
Matt, Louis's listening.
In some guys in dolls costume.
Oh yeah,
and object on the 6th.
That's a good point. It looks like Matt Gaetz raided a high school like costume shop for the drama club,
yeah,
or something. Are you in Guys and Dolls, Matt?
Or Dick Tracy or something.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah.
What else have we going on here? Oh, this is, I had this yesterday and get to it. You'll find this news interesting.
Ooh.
According to a report, we have a new problem that's getting so bad that the World Health Organization is taking notice.
Oh, God damn.
The issue is that the COVID pandemic is ongoing. Many clinics and hospitals are using antibiotics in the treatments of patients. And what they're helping spread is super gonorrhea.
Super gonorrhea. Super gonorrhea. Damn, that is nearly lyrical, though.
Super gonorrhea.
Wait a second. Is it super gonorrhea? Because I'm reading it could also be super duper gonorrhea.
Oh, it could.
What about super clap or super duper clap? Super duper gonorrhea.
In Germany, we have uber gonorrhea.
9! Uber gonorrhea!
Unfortunately, if you find yourself with a case of super gonorrhea, you might feel the effects of this terrible year for an extended period of time. Doctors are now warning of the increasing spread of the antibiotic resistant strain.
Yeah.
They're blaming COVID on it because of the widespread use of antibiotics.
Wait, and, I get gonorrhea and I take antibiotics and it doesn't do shit. Because everybody else is using antibiotics.
Yes.
What?
Which is not, I don't think, that helpful for the
for super duper gonorrhea? Virus.
A virus.
Right. Well,
cut it out of there.
As the decades pile up, the very microorganisms we fought using antibiotics begin to find ways around them. Ugh. Now, several types of antibiotic-resistant bacteria are known to exist. These superbugs require more complex treatment that sometimes include multiple antibiotics or newer versions of drugs that haven't yet been compromised.
Hold on a second. God damn, man. Super-duper gonorrhea.
In the case of gonorrhea, the bacterium that causes the infection has, over time, adapted to common first-line treatments.
Okay.
In particular, the new super strain of the infection.
Super.
The new super strain of the
gaseous balls.
I don't think that's one of the right. symptoms. I lost my play where I was rooting.
If you find yourself with super gonorrhea.
The new super strain of the infection doesn't respond to treatment with azithromycin.
Yes.
Which has long been the go-to.
Is it true you need to shoot it out of you?
I think a light. Have you tried a light? Have you tried bleach? I heard that kills it right away.
Put a lantern in your dick hole.
Overuse of antibiotics in the community can fuel the emergence of antimicrobial resistance in gonorrhea.
Damn!
Azithromycin, a common antibiotic, was used for COVID-19 treatment early in the pandemic. During the pandemic, STI services have also been disrupted. That means more STI cases are not diagnosed properly.
Awesome!
With more people self-medicating as a result, such a situation can fuel the emergence of resistance in gonorrhea, including the superbug.
Super. Boy, none of that is good.
The worst part is that the number of people reporting the new super, reporting a new gonorrhea infection is growing year over year, 17%. That means more and more people are getting the gonorrhea.
Time out.
And the antibiotic resistant strain of the bacteria has an even larger population of people to keep adapting to the medications that we have out there.
Okay. So wait, new gonorrhea increases by 15% every year.
No, gonorrhea of all kinds.
Gonorrhea of all
only,
kinds.
Is going up 17%. Included in that number is super gonorrhea.
Super
cases.
Gonorrhea and then gonorrhea. Well, guy, I got good news and bad news. The good news is you don't have super duper gonorrhea. You've got that gonorrhea.
Defecation or urination for the purpose of sexual stimulation of the viewer.
Put down my lava lamp!
I mean, there you go.
That's good news,
yeah,
everybody.
That's fucking great.
Well, there's nothing left to do right now but stay inside if you can and not go out and about getting the super duper gonorrhea. It's the world our leaders have given us in which to live.
Yeah, we kind of.
And croak.
Asked them to on some levels.
Yes, that's true.
This is from the Raw story. This is, President Trump is looking to have his hate fest on the 6th. He wants millions
on.
Of people surrounding Congress, telling them to overturn the fraudulent election.
No, that's crazy.
Make sure you jack up the prices at the Trump Hotel.
Jack this. A rally?
From the Daily Beast,
ooh.
Will Summer reporting, but this is Ross Story writing about it. Now there are groups of Trumpists who are really, really upsetty pants because one of the favorite spots to stay when they come to get all violent and sexist and racist and shit for the Proud Boys, one of their favorite hotels, Ryan, in D.C.,
yes.
The Proud Boys like that Hotel Harrington.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why.
Not the Trump Hotel?
It's probably too expensive.
The Harrington.
The Hotel Harrington has become a favorite D.C. haunt of the Proud Boys, the far-right gang of Trump supporters who vowed to show up in the streets on January 6th to protest the results of the 2020 election.
It would be great if you didn't do that.
Well, now the Hotel Harrington is like, fuck this.
Yeah.
They're closing for that weekend.
Good for you. That's a good fucking idea.
They sent out notice announcing it'll be closed January 4th through the 6th in a move intended to, quote, protect the safety of our visitors, guests, and employees.
Yeah, that's code for, listen, I didn't get into the hotel business to rent rooms out to people that are going to throw milk and cereal at each other while punching people in the
face.
Well,
and they said, you
they
know,
have
these
swords.
You go over to Parler into the right wing circle jerkosphere, and they're they're ready to rock and roll. They're expecting violence on the 6th. They think they're going to storm Congress and hold Congress at gunpoint and force them to accept the real votes that I don't know, Lynn Wood or Sidney Powell are going to bring to the Congress.
Are you, if you're staying at that hotel and next door is like, I noticed there's some Proud Boys next door. You cut to that room, they're over there, they're fucking cleaning their guns, they're loading magazines, they're shining up their swords.
That's an interesting euphemism.
Oh, yes. I keep this gun under my kilt. There's no underwear there, you're fine. Are they going to have kilts, too?
Maybe some of them. We can only hope for like a blizzard or something.
Yeah. Don't go. Just don't go. They're going to spread this virus, man.
Many Trump supporters subsequently took to the Donald.
Ooh.
Pro-Trump social media website, the Donald.
Okay.
I guess there's a pro-Trump media website.
So that's a platform.
Well, yeah, it's not the Donald from... it's not the Donald from Reddit anymore because they canceled that. That was the horror. It's probably those Reddit assholes.
Is it cancel culture?
One poster said, all caps, Hotel Harrington got cucked by a bunch of loser liberals. Hotel Harrington has no backbone. Fuck Hotel Harrington, wrote another guy. They cancel our rooms. Then we'll cancel their business. Nobody book with them. They will fuck you over.
Hey, listen. Think about if you're a hotelier and you know that the Proud Boys are coming, what that means, what you guys are up to. I'm sorry, but if you're trying to start some insurrection, some violence and shit, yeah, I don't want to be your hotel of choice.
Hotel Harrington canceled my reservations. Fuck these cowards. I gave this lady an earful and the hotel GM as well. Oh, this poor person.
Oh, my God.
Answering the phone and taking reservations.
But that's what you do all day, dickhead. You're always giving people earfuls, I'm sure. Ooh.
We greatly appreciate the trust our guests have placed in Hotel Harrington over the years, and we wish to continue to earn that trust while we cannot control what happens outside of the hotel. We are taking additional steps to protect the safety of our visitors, guests, and employees. Hotel Harrington will be closed January 4, 5, and 6. We will not be accommodating guests with the exception of our long-term residents who call the hotel home.
Yeah.
Refunds will be made for all prepaid reservations. Notifications are being sent to all reservation holders beginning today.
You know, if you're one of these residents...
That was yesterday, by the way.
...at this hotel, send that guy or that whoever wrote that a thank you note. They did you a favor.
Oh, my God. The Donald looks just like Reddit. Oh,
okay.
some of the headlines. One-star reviews for Hotel Harrington. For those coming to D.C. on 1-6, don't book a room with Hotel Harrington. They're canceling rooms.
You're scary. You guys.
Hotel Harrington, D.C. decided to cave to BLM.
No, well, there's differences. There's differences between, you know, BLM protesters and Proud Boys.
Yes.
I mean, you guys are violent, you know, and I don't know.
What about Portland still burning, Ryan?
Right.
And those BLMers, you didn't say anything about that when they were burning the cities down.
You know, and I'm just thinking about like a bunch of guys walking around with tiki torches and swords. Going to the ice machine, hanging out by the pool. You know, there's a fight in a little fitness area at the Harrington. Oh, yeah. I mean, come on.
They must have a sauna there.
Oh, yeah. Sword fight at
the
sauna!
Can we have some extra towels for snapping?
Flex swords! Oh, yeah.
No, there's anything wrong with that.
No, not at all.
Go ahead.
Just don't be violent, you know, and don't be Proud Boys.
No, yeah.
These guys have a lot of nerve. I mean, they know who they are. Of course, no one wants you as their hotel guest. Come on. You know? what the fuck?
There's a, on Twitter, there's an account called at Parlor Takes, and they just go to Parlor and do screen caps and bring them over to Twitter for us to laugh at.
Some crazy shit.
Verified influencer Brendan Dilley.
Sure.
Oh my God. Unsuccessful GOP House candidate in 2018.
Holy fuck.
I didn't know that.
God, dude.
Weighs in on the House override of the NDAA veto.
Okay.
GOP are traitors to the American people and to the president that helped many of them win. Fuck all these scumbags.
Well said. Shit, yes. I never thought about that. Right. Fuck all these scumbags.
Fuck all these scumbags.
Put that shit. Go to Tea Tree and put that shit on a mug. Fuck all these scumbags.
Let's see. Let's do it. I've got a recent Dilley show. Let's do a Dilley drop.
Very nice.
Let's go. I don't know. I'm just going in here.
Yeah.
Here we go.
To an energetic Republican leadership. This cannot stand.
So he's reading a Trump tweet. More votes than is needed by me to win Pennsylvania, not to mention hundreds of thousands of votes in the other categories, which increase my already big lead into a landslide. All other swing states show likewise. All cap. We need new and energetic Republican leadership.
Oh my God.
This cannot stand.
Jeez. Does Dilley oscillate at like an 11?
What do you mean?
I mean, because he sounds pretty, he's so high energy even here.
Oh yeah.
And can you imagine if the Republicans stole a presidential elections from the Democrats? All hell would break out. Republican leadership only wants the path of least resistance. Pussies.
He added that part. He's reading the Trump tweet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He added, pussies. Well,
that happened in 2016, though.
Our leaders, not me, of course, are pathetic. They only know how to lose. P.S. I got many senators and congressmen and congresswomen elected. I do believe they forgot. Traitors. All of them. Fucking.
This is now Dilley not reading. No, who would know?
Right. I mean, did they?
Trump would love to declare the rest of the GOP traitors for not helping him.
I think these Republicans follow more of like the Sopranos than the Constitution.
Traitors. They have abandoned you, the voter. They have abandoned President Donald J. Trump, and they have abandoned America. Here's what's going on. The GOP elite think that they know what's going to happen in the coming days and weeks. And because of that, they are behaving as if they need to toe the line with the China. It's the only explanation. They stole your votes.
Wait.
Just so we're clear. They fuck.
Does he mean China? And he just said... But China?
I think so.
Or does he? Okay. Fucking
stole them. They stole your votes. They got the president to back them. And then immediately tried to off the president politically with these fucking maneuvers. Pathetic. Pathetic. There is no GOP anymore. And I can tell you this. I can tell you something. If this is allowed to stand.
Uh-oh.
If this is allowed to stand, the Republican Party does what they're so far doing. If they allowed Biden to get in, I will spend every waking fucking moment burying both parties until they're both gone. Gone. Stumping against them. Primarying every single one of these incumbent cocksucking pussy ass traitors.
From where?
Uh-oh.
Watch out, Dilley, everyone. Is on the loose.
Brendan
man.
Dilley from his basement.
He's going to bury you from a podcast, I guess. I mean,
how is he going to primary people in other states?
Well, he has his podcast.
Oh, that's right.
And he will say
bad. He's got the power.
Yeah.
He's got quite the reach.
That's what he means, though. He's like, I'm going to use my airtime to bury these motherfuckers.
All of them. There will be nowhere they can hide. We will absolutely name names. We will dig and we will dox and we will absolutely come for them. There's no two ways about it, dude.
Dude, there's no two ways about it, dude.
And docs.
Docs.
And we will come for them.
But
what does that mean?
Well, he's going to put out people's names and addresses.
Right.
And he's going to send out goons to
get
people.
Doesn't sound political anymore.
That doesn't sound like our government or constitution or democracy. I don't know. Dude, I'm going to bury him.
In fact, over at Raw Story, the number two story is still trending, busted.
Yeah.
Why the numbers behind Mitch McConnell's reelection don't add up.
Yeah. That's crazy. It's also crazy that the person we just played is a life coach. I'm going to bury them, says my life coach. What the fuck?
He's got oh my God, how long does he talk? An hour 14. I'll save this. I'll leave this open. We'll skip ahead later.
Does he tell people
random dilly drops?
How to parent and stuff like that. I mean, what is the scope of his coaching for life?
I don't know. Maybe there's a menu.
I would say nutrition. Does he talk about that? Like exercise?
Maybe.
Yeah.
He doesn't exactly.
Does he give relationship advice?
Like a specimen. Huh?
Pee in this cup. Does he give relationship advice? Dilly.
The divorcee? I don't know.
Fuck it.
I mean, not there's anything wrong with that. Sometimes shit doesn't work out.
Yeah. I mean, it's just this guy is a life coach.
Yeah. We've got, the COVID's still going, just in case you guys were wondering.
Wow. It was supposed to have gone away after the motherfucking election.
Yeah. Miami Herald.
Yes.
The headline says, quote, very chaotic.
Ooh.
South Florida seniors scour local hospitals for COVID-19 vaccines.
Jesus Christ.
At Mount Sinai in Miami, the phones were ringing off the hook without stopping since the hospital announced Wednesday it would be following the new directive from DeSantis, our governor here, to vaccinate seniors first.
Yeah.
Mount Sinai has been scheduling about 800 appointments a day.
Yes.
Except for Christmas Day.
Right.
Starting with people over the age of 75.
Why not Christmas Day? I mean, we all want to get vaccinated. We're taking a day off because a person that doesn't exist, a white baby, was born in the desert somewhere. And so we're not going to have vaccinations that day. God.
And... it says the hospital will be inoculating about 260 people per day on its campus overlooking Biscayne Bay.
Okay.
The growing demand comes after Governor Ron DeSantis announced last week during a visit to the Village's retirement community that the state would push to vaccinate seniors 65 and older ahead of essential workers.
Oh.
The first doses of the first two federally authorized COVID-19 vaccines arrived 2 weeks ago in Miami-Dade and Broward.
God.
Previously, frontline healthcare workers had been the top priority in the state.
Yeah. But also, I mean, Marco Rubio was a priority, right?
Oh, sure.
He needs that vaccine so he can get back at those foam parties.
And then yesterday, was it? Yeah, that he was shitting on Fauci again?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I saw that. He's turning out to be a very bad, bad, bad guy.
You think so? Not a great senator?
Yeah. Not great.
He and Rick Scott. Woo!
Bye.
Great job, Florida.
God, you vote like shit.
But
Alabama
is sending Tuberville, so...
they have a mask mandate still.
We're not the worst. Yeah, but I saw another story that Alabama is being described as a bathtub that's filling up and the drain's plugged.
Meaning,
as far as the COVID.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, and by the way, just...
and that even though KIV... did that mask mandate, nobody's enforcing it.
Yeah.
You're not going to go into Dothan. You're not going to go into Flomaton or Bruton.
You're not going to go down here to the corner store.
The police. The police telling anybody to wear their masks. It just ain't going to happen.
It's our society is just fucking fucking reasonable right now. And by the way, if you want to see me do stand-up comedy live, you're not going to. Because I'm not like all these other piece of shit comedians doing shows in the middle of this fucking pandemic. Fuck them all. God.
The on Monday, seniors in Lee County on Florida's West Coast lined up for hours after officials there announced the shots would be given on a first-come, first-served basis. Oh, that's great.
You can't let's leave seniors
sitting out in the weather.
You can't do it like that. It can't be Lord of the fucking Flies. It can't be first fucking come, first fucking serve. Because what will rich people? It will be rich people will get it. Or some, I don't know. Can we, is there a way to do this great in a good way, meaning efficient, safe, timely? Can we do it like that?
Dr. Stephen Fred with two D's.
Yes.
Former regulator at the U.S. FDA, now in Fort Lauderdale, raised concerns about a lack of clear strategy to vaccinate the public in late November. He raised these issues. He said he's had no luck getting an appointment through his hospital, Holy Cross. He's 87.
Jesus.
He was one of many seniors who contacted the Miami Herald, from which I read, to express his frustration with the lack of clarity on how to schedule an appointment. The situation that is going on is, as I feared, very chaotic. Golly gee willikers, you think that it's a fucking shit show with DeSantis at the helm.
Right, and like the idea that, I mean, so what then? There's a vaccine. Who cares?
Right.
It's not doing us any good. It's like not having a vaccine. It really is. It's theoretical at this point. What do you mean there's no fucking plan to get it in people's goddamn arms? That should be the only plan out there.
Yeah.
Is there a scientist someone could ask?
Do we have an adult that we can...
An adult!
We do. We have a bunch of them. And we're going to be listening to them on January 20th after 12:01 p.m.
Here's what you do. Someone in charge has to contact people and say, send someone a postcard in the mail that says, here's your allotted time for your vaccination. Show up to this doctor's office in your area. Or you could just say, hey, everybody, we got fucking vaccine. First come, first serve. Right, run down here and get it. Lord of the Flies.
Right. Here's baseball bats.
Yeah, right.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Our friends across the pond.
Hello. On Brexit?
Well, not for that.
Okay.
TBD on that.
Yeah, I'm sure that sounds great.
But I, you know, I guess some people think a deal is better than no deal.
Okay.
But not Nicola Sturgeon, who I saw an article that just a couple of weeks ago, she was like, any deal is better than no deal. And it looked like it was going to be no deal.
Yeah.
And now that they've got a deal, she's like, we're not voting for it.
Oh, shit.
The Scottish, whatever party she is that is in charge of Scotland right now.
Because
she's like, we're not voting for this shite.
Because they could choose to be in the EU, right?
We suspect that there may be another vote, not in the too distant future, for to secede from Great Britain.
I mean, because if I'm in Scotland,
it barely lost last time.
I mean, I wouldn't.
And the Scots are pissed about this EU shit.
They want to be in the EU.
Yes.
Why? They don't like Boris Johnson. What's their problem?
No.
Jeez, why not?
Not fans of Nigel.
What was that fucking thing that guy did on the wire slide? Do you remember that? Something in downtown London. He got stuck in a wire slide, Bojo.
Oh, on a zip line, like?
Why is our whole planet is being held hostage by
assholes.
Crazy, greedy old assholes. White guys.
Enough. Congratulations to Britain. Wind power accounted for more than half of Britain's daily generated electricity on Saturday.
How many dead bald eagles, though?
In the wake of Storm Bella. So it must have been like a good wind.
Oh, yeah.
Kicked
yeah.
up. According to energy giant Drax.
Drax.
Drax power.
Hello, I'm Drax.
The percentage of wind power in the country's energy mix hit a record 50.67% on Saturday.
Big Draxala!
Beating the previous record of 50% in August.
Okay.
They tweeted, for the first time ever on Saturday amid Storm Bella, more than half of Great Britain's electricity was generated by the wind.
big deal, motherfuckers. What about Florida? How much of our energy was generated by wind? Big fucking deal.
This is the first time ever that wind has supplied the majority of the country's power over the course of a whole day.
Yeah, but the power they get from the wind is, like, not great compared to power.
It's not as good. The lights are dimmer. It's not. It's.
Do people think that,
the TV
though?
Is Do bad.
People think that? They think, oh, the. Because
Trump says that your lights go on and off depending on how, if it's a storm or not.
That's not true.
It's not true. Even though the storm helped.
Yeah.
But individually, that it's not the accurate case. The British government
Hello.
Wants offshore wind farms to provide one-third of their electricity
Ooh.
By 2030
Damn.
As part of the strategy to reach net zero carbon emissions by 2050.
When is our plan?
To help meet commitments under the Paris Climate Control.
What a great thing. See, you know why I like the Paris Climate Control? Because it gets everybody on the same fucking page about saving the planet.
Right.
What a great thing.
They've also placed nuclear power at the heart of their low carbon energy policy.
Nuclear. Boy.
Drax says, Britain has experienced a renewables revolution over the last decade with the growth of biomass, wind, and solar power.
Biomass. What is that?
Crap.
Is that power from shit?
Well, like using plant-based fuels and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Like in
organic.
I believe that was the second Back to the Future when what's his face was able to power the time machine with biofuel. Remember that? He put a carrot in there.
Kind of.
He was able to go to the future. Christopher Lloyd.
So congratulations to other countries that are stepping up and becoming adults.
Congratulations to other countries.
While Trump says we're bringing back coal. Bringing back coal.
Yeah.
We're going to frack the fuck out of everything.
We're a fire dumpster full of fucking COVID and fracking and we're fucked. And, you know, we've got lots of Jesus, though, Pat. Look at all that Jesus out there, but no fucking wind power. Good
Correct.
For us.
Correct.
Maybe, like, all these
Oops.
All these churches have these dumb crosses. Can we change crosses to windmills? Windmills?
You know? Put some power, put some little propellers on them.
Yeah. Right.
Let's see. We do have other news. What time we got here? Oh, it's
we've got
24 minutes after the hour live here in studio.
It's super duper gonorrhea time.
So congratulations to Florida.
Oh, okay.
And the seniors battling each other.
Oh, yeah.
To try to get the fucking COVID vaccine.
That's
shocker, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, someone must have some sort of plan, right? I mean, are the companies that make the vaccine, do they have anything to do with who gets it or they just deliver
it? I don't think so. I think whoever they contracted with.
Well, did anyone contract with anyone who is in charge of handing it out? You know what I mean? Administering it.
They probably don't. There's probably middlemen and shit like that.
They aren't. But like the part where it comes out of the box and somebody sticks you with it.
Right.
That part.
Yes.
That isn't there. There needs to be a better plan for that part.
But it's got to get to them.
We put it on in a car,
right.
In a truck.
But there needs to be more distribution points.
Right.
There should be RVs going around full of COVID vaccine.
That's what I was thinking.
Driving down the block
and
honking the horn and being like, hey, old people, come out and get jabbed.
Why aren't we doing that? Why don't you put it in a mobile? You see those blood banks and shit?
Well,
just put
yeah.
it in a fucking. What do you need? To administer the vaccine, you have to have a cold place to store the vaccine.
Well, for both of them, but regular refrigeration will work for the Moderna one.
And you just need the person's arm.
Yeah, and some needles.
So get a truck
and
with air conditioning.
And some alcohol to swab them and a Band-Aid and a lollipop.
I guess we can't do any of that. That's just too hard for us.
And the state becomes more big and more important than the man. Men and women become disposable. And as such, you just start eliminating people with opposing ideas. It's not a problem at all. We could call them maggots. Oh, this is a bunch of maggots, a bunch of white supremacists, right? We didn't kill Americans. We killed white supremacists. There's a difference.
Oh. Is this Brendan Dilley?
This is Dilley whining about.
Did he speed up his voice?
No.
He sounds like Mickey. Yeah, like
he's energized right now.
Higher pitched.
Difference. We're not removing the good citizens of this country. We're removing hate-filled racists. We're doing God's work in eliminating these people.
Nobody wants to kill you. We want you to shut the fuck up, or don't shut the fuck up. Keep doing your thing, but you can't be in charge.
Right.
You people are nuts. You're racists. You're scumbags. You're misogynists. You're in a cult.
Right.
You're in a Trump cult. You can't be in charge.
He's God's work. Did he say God's work?
Yeah, sure.
Stop with that. You sound nuts.
And the perennial victims. Because I can't say anti-gay shit on Twitter. Oh, you're censoring me. I can't say anti-Muslim shit. Oh, you're censoring me.
You know, you know, in stand-up comedy, you get that a lot. You get that comics get mad at the audience because the audience gets mad at them when they say, like, the R word or the F word or something
right.
like that. They don't like, and then they say that shitty thing, and then the audience gets mad at them, and then they get even more upset at the audience.
And probably use the words more.
Yeah, but the thing is, they're the ones that said the thing that the people didn't like.
Right.
Don't even worry about it, right, commie lefties? Does it sound about right? Do you go through this conversation with your degenerate fuckboy friends when you're all smoking the reefer, sitting around high as a kite, drunk off your asses, dyeing your fucking hair and piercing shit to your faces? And you're like, you know what? You know what would make this country so much better, dude? And they're like, what would do that? How would we do that? You're like, man, we just round up all of those white supremacist, racist Trump supporters, even the black ones, and then we just kind of get rid of them. You know what I'm saying? We just get rid of them. And
No.
Those conversations don't really happen.
No, but like, I think what he's confused, like people will maybe will call a white supremacist a white supremacist, a racist.
Sure.
Or they will name a thing that is racist. Now, that isn't rounding people up.
Right.
That's just
and
saying
we don't want to hear your bullshit isn't rounding people up. You're free to go to Parler. And spew your bullshit to each other.
That's progress. Yeah. I'm sorry. Progress with stuff like this is understanding that something is racist.
If this were Britain,
and naming it,
you'd be in jail, Dilley.
Yeah. Oh.
Hate speeches can be prosecuted.
Right.
In many countries in Europe.
You know, if anyone is listening.
Or Britain isn't Europe anymore. Right. I apologize.
Right. If there's anybody from the UK listening,
freedom.
We aren't threatening to send Brendan Dilley your way. That's not what we mean.
No.
Actually, I don't think they would. Americans aren't allowed over there, right?
We're not allowed a lot of places right now. No. Yeah.
Okay.
Mexico.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez. Good. That's nice. Good for us.
And then that's what we read when I go on to social media and we lurk behind your accounts. I see you having those dialogues. And you're very proud of it. And it's ironic because your leaders agree. People like Kamala Harris are like, oh, we're going to fucking fix this.
Kamala.
What is she?
And she's, yeah, she wants to get rid of systemic racism. She wants the cops to stop shooting black people.
Yes.
Another one, by the way. Did you see the,
no.
We didn't even talk about this one.
Did
this
the cops
was,
kill someone?
Oh, yeah. White cop, black, unarmed guy standing in his own garage.
In his own garage?
Yeah. This is the Ohio.
Right.
Sovereign state. Columbus.
Jolly good.
Columbus, Ohio.
Okay, I've been there.
Adam Coy, the popo officer.
Right.
Shot and killed a gentleman named Andre Hill. Pretty quickly, he's been fired already.
Wow.
And you know, they're investigating for charges. Yes.
But this guy was unarmed.
Yes. there were two cops there, but the body cam, it says, Ohio officer's body cam shows he shot unarmed black man within 10 seconds of the encounter. 47-year-old Andre Maurice Hill was shot less than 10 seconds after the cop found him in the garage early Tuesday. The officer is Adam Coy, a 19-year veteran of the department. I'm going to get to the part where I read earlier this fucker has like dozens of complaints against him over 19 years.
But this person that was murdered by this cop was in his own garage?
I believe so.
Jeez.
No weapon was found at the scene.
Okay.
On even last Thursday, the police chief of Columbus recommended the guy be dismissed.
Damn.
He's been dismissed.
Right. You've been sacked.
Officers were dispatched to the Cranbrook neighborhood. I don't know what that means.
Cranbrook.
Of Columbus.
Okay.
Around 1:30 a.m., responding to a non-emergency call about a man sitting inside of a car, reportedly turning it on and off.
In his garage?
I guess. excuse me.
Yeah.
Footage from the killer's body camera shows officers walking up to an open garage and shining their flashlights on Hill, who turned around and held up his cell phone. Hill took several steps toward the officer, who then raised his gun and shot him.
Holy fucking shit.
And of course, this guy did not activate his camera until after he shot.
Oh, wow.
But.
Yeah.
So there's no audio. But there is some feature, apparently, called Look Back.
Oh.
Which records video but no audio of 60 seconds before it's activated.
Oh. So you can see this guy murdering. What's his name? Andre?
Yes. Gosh. Andre Hill. The sound kicks in after the shooting and the cop is yelling, put your fucking hands out to the side, hands out to the side, roll on your stomach now.
Jesus.
He then asks another officer if medics are coming. He walks up to Hill, rolls him over on his back. And then they just let him lay there until, I think the ambulance comes.
Like they just let him die.
Yeah. The official police report
released
on Wednesday says, officer discharged his firearm upon confronting Mr. Hill. Mr. Hill did not survive his injuries. All they said.
Mr. Hill was in his own fucking garage?
There's no dash cam footage because the officers were responding to a non-emergency call.
Okay.
They're
at a non-emergency call, but yet this dickhead cop in 10 seconds is murdering someone with his fucking gun.
The mayor of Columbus, Andrew Ginther, called for the immediate termination, said he's outraged. I'm also very disturbed about what I don't see next in the body-worn camera footage. From what we can see, none of the officers initially at the scene provided medical assistance to Mr. Hill. No compression on the wounds to stop bleeding, no attempts at CPR, not even a hand on a shoulder, and an encouraging word that medics were en route. He was known to residents of the house where he was shot as he was an expected guest.
So he was
a guest at their house.
Right. And they knew he was there. He was an expected guest.
Yes.
So the cops saw a guy in a garage, waited 8 seconds. And shot him. He held up his cell phone and then he shot him.
Yes.
Jeez, it's amazing. You know what's amazing?
He couldn't see his other hand.
Yeah, yeah. God. Defund the fucking police. Defund this shit. It's garbage. They're murderers. They're thugs. This is stupid. Who called the cops?
They saw it as firing because he shot Hill didn't activate his body-worn camera when he responded to the call or render any aid. He turned his camera on after the shooting, and the camera's look back feature captured 60 seconds prior. Known facts do not establish that this use of deadly force was objectively reasonable. You failed to de-escalate and failed to render aid. De-escalate? There was no escalation. He just shot him.
Yeah, but why? This guy should be...
I guess that's escalating pretty significantly.
Why not, instead of shooting this person, why, if the guy thought he shouldn't have been there, let's say he shouldn't have been there. Let's say he was trespassing and in that garage. Why are you shooting him anyway? I mean, really, you just met this 8 seconds. You're able to determine that that guy is not supposed to be there, and then you think you need to execute him?
No charges yet.
Shit. Fuck that guy.
The fuck that cop, man. Wrongly used deadly force, didn't turn on body worn camera, failed to render aid. They had it was a non-emergency disturbance. The department rules say sworn personnel shall activate body-worn cameras at the start of an enforcement action, which includes any call for service or self-initiated activity.
So he should have had it turned on immediately.
He's stepping out of the car.
My question would be, did he know he was going there to murder that person? Why had the body cam off? I mean, I think it's a fair question. It's very strange.
Quinlan, this is the police chief, alleged that Coy, the cop, didn't attempt to de-escalate the situation using trained techniques such as building rapport, communication skills, maintaining safe distance, and utilizing a barrier.
No, you guys don't do that.
He didn't use time, distance, barrier, communications, and de-escalation.
What cops use
techniques
that shit?
That you should... Well, exactly.
What cops?
The body camera footage shows Coy walking toward Hill as Hill walks toward the officer. Coy started shooting within a few seconds of seeing him. It's not clear whether Hill or Coy said anything during their brief interaction because Coy didn't turn on his fucking camera. And that look back feature only records video.
I mean, it's insane. I mean, it's crazy. What is this guy going to say? I thought he had a gun.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. He'll say, I thought he had a gun. I felt threatened. His partner will back him up. Who fucking knows?
After 7 minutes of him laying on motionless on the ground, they put him in handcuffs.
What?
According to one of the lawyer for the family said.
You know, this cop that did this, imagine if that person was someone you were related to and you found out someone did this to them. I mean, you just shot someone.
All right.
And handcuffed them and let them die. I mean, what if this cop could have saved this person?
I guess I read a different article about this guy, but this cop has had multiple complaints over the years, even though the story said most of them said they investigated themselves and found them to be baseless.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, shit. Yes.
Bad language, treating people badly, overuse of force all throughout his career. But that means a few of them were sustained.
Yeah.
Why is he still, does he still have a job? And they even said that at one point, I guess it was this police chief, when he was a lieutenant, was over this guy and he thought he was a problem.
Oh.
And even in his personnel file, there's something about the one guy saying, you know, I think if we can't reform this guy, it's going to be an issue or something like that. If we can't get this guy.
You can't reform this guy. Pretend he's somebody you're arresting that's done something wrong. Mm-hmm. They don't give a fuck about reforming anyone except their fucking own.
Yeah. Well.
Fuck that guy for not firing that motherfucker. And fuck that cop. And
well, he might not be able to. It's this is where these police unions.
God, how infuriating. You can't be black and in a garage and have a cell phone without expecting to get shot to death by some fucking cop that's been there 8 fucking seconds. What a dumb fuck. The guy was there 8 seconds and decided to murder this person. And then
switched his body
on.
He saw a black guy, couldn't see his hand, and freaked out and thought he had a gun and just shot him.
This is why Cori Bush made a good fucking point. Defund the police is about shit like this.
New incoming congressperson from...
Missouri.
Missouri, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that's what this is about. Less cops. Less fucking cops.
Yeah.
I don't think you needed a cop in this situation.
And again, if it was a white guy.
This person, we wouldn't be doing this story.
If it was a white guy, he could have had a gun on him. Wouldn't have happened.
No one would have called the fucking cops. No one would have called the cops on a white guy.
That's probably true, yeah. The people that like, somebody's turning a car on and off. He's black too.
It wouldn't have been a thing. It wouldn't have been a story. This is where our side needs to put on the big boy pants and understand that they have to do something adult about these fucking policemen. And they can't coddle them and suck their cock. Jesus.
They're thoroughly investigating and looking into possible charges against this guy, but we shall see. We know how hard that is.
But like the systemic racism thing, you know, I bet if you looked into that police department, you would find a bunch of other shit. You're telling me he's the only guy turning off his body cam before he decides he wants to shoot someone? I mean, I'm sure that's their culture.
They all do it.
And I'm sure that might be some kind of thing. They're like, hey, there's a black person in a garage. And you're like, hey, if it gets crazy, let's not call this an emergency call. Because I don't want to have my body camera on.
Let's see. Trump.
Yes.
Dilly read a couple of these.
Has Trump said anything about this murder by cop? He hasn't said
anything. Oh, absolutely not. He hasn't said anything about the terrorist bombing in Nashville. Not one fucking. Oh, God. He retweeted Matt Gaetz.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I oppose the NDAA not because I'm against our troops, but because I love them so much. America's fighting men and women are so precious that they should not have to die in some failed state, some faraway land that most Americans can't even point to on a map, so that defense contractors can extend our involvement in these wars, so that lobbyists can get rich, and so that members of Congress can get reelected. This good bill has been hijacked by the forever war lobby and their bought and paid for allies in the United States Congress. It puts
sometimes he makes sense.
Yeah.
The forever wars and stuff like that. But it's also more complicated than pull everybody out.
Yeah.
Once we're there and cause that huge issue, it's you can't just vanish.
And
that's what gave us Al Qaeda.
Right. And while this Roger Stone cosplayer is spewing out this emotional thing, I would like to look through his voting record and see how this shit is backed up.
But apparently Trump approves because he voted no to not override the president.
I mean, I wonder how that vote sits here. I mean, Matt Gaetz has a huge, huge...
Nobody knows what's going on.
Well, that military defense spending bill, man.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, Matt Gaetz is in a spot where it's real hard for him to lose because there's a lot of racists here.
Really?
I don't know.
Weak and tired Republican leadership, in quotes, will allow the bad defense bill to pass. Say goodbye to vital Section 230 termination. Vital. It's vital.
God.
Because diaper Don trends and shit like that.
He's sensitive.
He's upset.
Yes.
And then, you know, I saw some sane people arguing with morons, and it's, you know, it's pointless, but saying, you do realize if Section 230 goes away, there will be infinitely more censorship. Because these platforms will not want to be held liable for anything. They'll be terrified. They're going to get sued for anything that is said.
Yeah,
everybody's going to get censored.
Right. It's like he's just having a fit.
He's stupid.
He's angry pants.
Say goodbye to vital Section 230 termination. Your national monuments. In other words, the Confederate statues coming down. say forts, parentheses, names, exclamation point.
Well, when the forts are still going to exist, they're just going to be named something
That's why
different.
I said names, exclamation point. And what? Treasures inserted by Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren.
Damn.
5G and our great soldiers being removed and brought home from foreign lands who do nothing for us.
What is 5G?
5G is good.
Yeah,
we won't have 5G, he says.
Right, right.
A disgraceful act of cowardice, total submission by weak people to big tech. Negotiate a better bill or get better leaders now, exclamation point. Senate should not approve NDAA until fixed.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
And then he tweeted 9 hours ago, $2,000 for our great people, not $600. They've suffered enough from the China virus. China. And then here we go. This, by the way, is a lie.
Right.
Quote from Fox News, he quotes, a group of Republican lawmakers in Pennsylvania say 200,000 more votes were counted in the 2020 election than voters.
Oh.
100% went to Biden. State Representative Frank Ryan said they found troubling discrepancies after analysis of election data.
Oh, okay. Well.
Quote Fox News.
Yes.
By the way, this is not true.
Oh.
That this group of Republican lawmakers are batshit.
Okay.
These are the ones who wanted to vote to overturn the election and to have them take over and see the...
So this is a fiction.
Like most of it, yeah.
Yeah.
State representative... Oh, this is... Then Trump takes over. This is far more votes than is needed by me to win Pennsylvania, not to mention hundreds of thousands of votes in other categories, which increase my already big lead into a landslide. All other swing states show likewise. All caps. We need new and energetic Republican leadership. This cannot stand.
Damn.
Dot, dot, dot. This is what...
So he's going after Mitch the bitch, right?
Dilly just read. Yeah.
Well, all of them, I guess.
Can you imagine... This is the next tweet. Can you imagine if the Republicans stole a... I did a little Michelle Bachman mashup there.
Steubenville.
Can you imagine if the Republicans stole a presidential election from the Democrats? All hell would... Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do.
Yeah, yeah. 2016.
We remember that. All hell would break out. It didn't. Republican leadership only wants the path of least resistance. Our leaders, not me, of course, are pathetic. They only know how to lose. P.S. I got many senators and congressmen, congresswomen elected. I do believe they forgot.
Oh, my God. They owe me. You owe me, motherfucker. Shit, man. This, you can't cross this guy. He is just, you know...
Then he retweets the Washington Post
impossible.
That he hates.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense. Why would he?
He loathes the Washington Post.
Right.
That's Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the Jeff Bezos Amazon Washington Post.
Woo!
But he retweeted that headline, McConnell blocks Senate Democrats' initial attempt to approve $2,000 stimulus.
Well, when
it's
checks. Bad news against someone he's having a problem with,
then it's
different.
Then it's fine news, yeah. Unless Republicans have a death wish. And it's also the right thing to do. They must approve $2,000 payments ASAP.
Did the Republicans break their party by allowing this guy to be in charge? I mean, not that it didn't need breaking, but...
Then he retweeted the Washington Post saying, with Nancy, a good story about Nancy. The House votes at Trump's request to boost stimulus checks to $2,000 per person. The bill's fate in the Senate is uncertain. So he's retweeting.
It's not.
It wasn't at his request, by the way.
Nancy did that, right?
It was $2,000 to begin with. Some of these people wanted $2,000 a month,
right? Yeah.
According to Breitbart, that Trump retweeted, says Loeffler and Purdue support increasing relief payments to $2,000. Well, they can say that.
Yeah.
Let's see. We
they
want
don't
them.
Have to vote
we
on
want
it.
To see this vote.
They don't have to vote on it. Because
and that's why Mitch is a coward.
He's a cheater.
Republicans must support the $2,000 payments and must fight the crooked presidential election. We won big. That was 2 hours ago. 1 hour ago. Ooh, look at the time. 1 hour ago, It is up to the states to distribute the vaccines once brought to the designated areas by the federal government. Oh, so this is him.
Oh,
somebody
yes.
he heard or read.
Right.
He didn't read. What am I saying? He saw on TV someone criticizing the federal response.
Right, right.
We have not only developed the vaccines, including putting up money to move the process along quickly, that I don't believe Pfizer, maybe Moderna, but Pfizer did not take any of your money. But gotten them into the states. Biden failed with swine flu.
Whoa, listen, man.
What does that mean?
I mean,
the election's over, you fuck twunt.
Well, listen, fuck twunt. I guess we could sit here and talk about like what Biden or Obama did wrong or did right during the swine flu. And then when we're done with that, we can discuss what you did right or doing wrong during this pandemic.
From a foreign intelligence agency, and or does it mean that we're spying on Nevada and we've got information there? I don't know. I don't know how he got this. That's the only question I have, is how the fuck did he get it?
I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
I think the most likely scenario, as
Super
I mentioned,
gonorrhea.
Is that these intelligence agencies around the globe are giving information back to America and American patriots to help identify traitors. What kind of deal was cut? I have no idea.
No, I don't know. He's getting crazier and crazier.
He's going down the dilly hole or something.
He used to not be a Q guy.
He would not make that invitation. I'm telling you right now. Because that, if it goes sideways, is a powder keg isn't a strong enough fucking word for what will be congregating on the streets of D.C. Really think about what I'm fucking saying to you.
Okay.
He already knows, which is why he feels safe and confident in inviting you there to celebrate the big news on January 6th.
Oh, so he's saying, don't worry.
Yeah.
It's not going to be crazy. Trump already knows that he's inviting everybody for a celebration.
Right. Oh, yes. This sounds like a very celebratory thing. He wants you to, you hear that? Really think about it.
Really think about it.
Is he still in his home office, or is he in the garage huffing like
He's in the basement.
Okay.
He's in the corner with his all of his MAGA memorabilia.
He sounds upset, doesn't he? Or
58
mad?
Minutes ago, Donald Trump, when are we going to be allowed to do signature verification in Fulton County, Georgia, where all those blacks are? Oh, I'm sorry. Don't type that part. The process is going very slowly. Brian Kemp, Pennsylvania, just found 205,000 votes more than they had voters. It's not true.
Jesus.
Therefore, we
Christ.
Win Pennsylvania. It's not true. It's not
so
true.
It's
not true.
Trump will be the president remembered for spewing lies about the reelection he lost. While fuck tons of people are dying from this virus.
Right.
I mean.
Right.
And, you know, and I don't know if they're going to name a airport after him. I don't know where his.
9 million registered voters in Pennsylvania. 6.9 million voted.
Wow.
And this is what they can't handle. This math where it's like, this was like the second biggest turnout ever.
Yeah.
Percentage-wise, I think, for a presidential election.
Well,
definitely since I think, like, 1918, they said, or something, where it was 72%.
Isn't that a coincidence during the fucking pandemic?
Right, yes, it's quite possible that it happened, that Joe Biden won by more than 7 million votes.
Why? Because some people...
Even though Trump got more votes than he did last time.
More people voted.
Sadly.
But
right.
And people are... There are concerned people are concerned about their existence.
Sure.
Oh God.
So it's all crazy.
Oh yeah, dude. It's totally fucked up.
It is all going crazy. We gotta get the fuck out of here, but before we leave, good news.
Oh yeah.
The Manhattan District Attorney's Office has retained forensic accounting specialists to aid their criminal investigation of Trump, his family, and their business operations. As prosecutors ramp up the scrutiny of his company's real estate transactions.
Damn!
This is the Manhattan District. This is Cyrus Vance, the DA there.
Right.
Opened the investigation in 2018 to examine alleged hush money payments made to two women. we know that. Stormy and Karen McDougal.
Right, right.
The probe has expanded. Ooh. Now includes Trump Organization's activities more broadly, which means they saw shit.
Yes.
And started having to look into it.
Well, I mean, if an investigation expands, that means they're finding something as opposed to not finding.
And that's the Manhattan DA. Don't forget, there are separate investigations going on at the state level with Letitia James.
Do you think Man Baby is just trying to squirrel away as much money as he can before he's ejaculated out of the White House?
Well, yeah, and trying to figure out what country he's going to get the fuck out of here, too.
Saudi Arabia or Russia or China. Maybe not China.
Yeah, I would lean towards the Saudis or Qatar.
Why not North Korea? He got along with Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, it's not going to. He doesn't want to live in North Korea.
Okay.
They don't have golf courses there.
Yeah, but didn't he say something about the waterfront property? He said something really stupid.
You could build some great resorts there.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, right next to the gulags.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Let's do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern live. Then we are out as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through the crab diving Amazon link. Every time you use that link to buy shit at Amazon, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon or use the beautiful, lovely banner on our webpage, and we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Hoonamoonamonime!
Find out what Ryan's doing on the internet. Go to at Rated R Comedy on the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebook, the TikTok, and RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Hey, let's do a show in the barn tomorrow, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Viva la resistance.
Right wing and bitter clinging proud clingers of our guns, our God, our in our religions, and our Constitution tell us that we're not red enough? Yeah, coming from the establishment, right.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.